à nos territoires abandonnés, aux enfants qui ne naîtront pas, à ceux et celles qui ne survivront pas.
One third of maternity wards in France have been shut down in the last 20 years.
Si en plus de ça, ça la ferme, jusqu'où on va pour donner naissance, quoi.
The health ministry wants to pull resources into larger, better equipped maternity wards to protect patients' safety. But has it become a postcode lottery for women and babies?
On n'est pas des citoyennes de seconde zone, qu'on a les mêmes droits qu'ailleurs. On se bat pour le faire entendre.
À notre système de santé condamné pour les économies de la France.
A monument honoring the fight to keep a local maternity ward open. The campaign was lost.
The idea was to list all of the maternity wards which have gone through the same challenges as ours, to show that we're not an isolated case, and that what we went through is happening all over the country, and it's still happening, and each time it's the same story.
Until 6 years ago, women in Leblanc in the Loire region could give birth in the maternity ward at the local hospital. Aurélie and Catel were part of a community group that fought hard to keep the ward open. They held demonstrations and sit-ins, dressed as characters from The Handmaid's Tale, symbolic of the state having control over women's bodies.
We found ourselves faced with silence and mistrust. The only people we were able to have a conversation with were the police. We got no response from the health authorities or from the government. They ignored us. We were made to feel like second-class citizens. We live in a rural area, so we don't matter.
When the local maternity ward closed, the risk of giving birth on the roadside became a real possibility. So they prepared emergency birth kits with a siren, survival blanket, and a bowl for the placenta.
You got your umbilical cord clamp.
We passed it on between friends, the umbilical cord clamp.
That's what it comes to.
To feel reassured, I needed that. The 60-kilometer journey did not make me feel relaxed.
Aurélie went into labor at night. She and her husband rushed to the nearest maternity ward, an hour's drive away.
I must have driven 130, 140, 150 kilometers per hour. In a way, I blame myself because it was in the middle of the night and there could have been animals. But in another way, I don't blame myself because if I hadn't driven at that speed, Timéo would have been born on the roadside. It's a reality. He was born 10 minutes after we got to the hospital.
I could see the narrow country lanes. I was thinking of the wild boar. I was thinking of our son, who we'd left with his grandparents. I didn't want him to lose his parents and his little brother.
The hospital's maternity ward was replaced by a unit for women and children, offering pre- and postnatal care, but women can't give birth there. The unit's team is made up of two midwives, a health assistant, and a secretary. A part-time gynecologist is supposed to visit every week. Angelique and Jean-Michel defend health workers and patients' rights.
We were promised all these things from the regional health authorities and the health ministry, but they never happened. We're having trouble finding doctors, gynecologists, and pediatricians. So we have families who have to travel 60, 70, or 80 kilometers to get their babies vaccinated.
We asked for permission to film inside the unit for women and children, but our request was not answered. Across France, dozens of maternity wards are at risk of closure. In Sarlat, in the Dordogne, the maternity ward at the local hospital keeps closing and reopening because management is unable to guarantee a gynecologist, midwife, and anaesthetist are all on shift at all times. Pauline really thought she wouldn't be able to give birth there.
Each day that passed, I was getting closer to the day that it was going to shut. It was really stressful for me to worry about whether I was going to give birth there or not. With each little contraction, I would think, it's happening. I would try to make more contractions happen, so it became something that wasn't really healthy physically or mentally.
The maternity ward in Sala has been closed for 70% of the year so far. Every week for the last decade, a group of volunteers gathers outside Sala's hospital, calling for it and the maternity services to be saved from permanent closure. Today, they've brought thank you cards for the health workers inside.
The midwives and everyone who works in the maternity ward are exhausted. They don't know what's going to happen to them. It closes, it reopens. So we said to ourselves, we must support them because the maternity ward is open thanks to them.
A fortnight ago, we went up and they were miserable. We said, we can't leave them like that. We must give them a boost. We're giving them support from the community. We're thanking them for their dedication. It's thanks to them that the maternity ward still exists.
Sometimes there's good news. Pauline has just found out the maternity ward will be open for another few weeks.
You're my ray of sunshine this morning. It's thanks to you. I'm very happy, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm a lot less stressed. It's a luxury to live near a maternity ward.
How do you prepare when you might have to give birth an hour from your home? Katie is in that situation.
The public health system will pay for 5 nights in a hotel. But when you already have a child, what do? You can't. You're not going to leave him alone at the hotel while you're giving birth. I don't know. Or you need someone else to look after him while he's at the hotel and mummy and daddy are at the maternity ward having a baby. We're not at home, so he can't go to school. It just feels like a joke. Why would they do that?
If the maternity ward in Sala closes, Katie worries others in the region will not be able to handle the extra patients.
What if Périgueux is overrun? What do we do then? Will they transfer us to Limoges or Bergerac? No, sorry, we can't accommodate you because we don't have any beds left. If Sala closes, how far will we have to go to give birth?
Katie was able to give birth in Sala. Not long after, the maternity ward closed again for several weeks. Last year, the maternity ward in Carré in Brittany was threatened with closure. So a group of pregnant women started campaigning.
Some of us were nearing our due date, and it was hard not knowing what was going to happen. It took a while for us to get a clear answer.
I could already see myself giving birth on the roadside between Carré and Brest, in the middle of the night.
They made the local headlines, gathering thousands for demonstrations to save the maternity ward.
We mobilized and people became aware of the issue. We have a lot of families who are deprived, who don't have a car or the money to buy petrol. What do these mothers do? How can fathers make visits? If it's an hour's drive away, it's unthinkable for them.
Just because we live in the middle of Brittany in the countryside, it doesn't mean we shouldn't have the same access to public services.
Today, the maternity ward is operating. But its future depends on having enough staff.
The maternity ward can't work without these three positions being filled: midwife, gynecologist, and anesthetist. There was never a desire to close the maternity ward last year. We were faced, like all maternity wards in France, with a shortage of medical professionals. A year later, the ward is operating in optimal conditions. It accommodates women giving birth, future mothers and couples who want to become parents. We're ensuring care that is high quality and accessible for the local community.
The ward has 2 delivery rooms and 8 bedrooms. 7 midwives work here. Dr. Charles is beginning her rounds by meeting Yuni, who was born yesterday.
I've worked in maternity wards in Brest and Rennes. They're big and there's a lot of work. We're running all over the place. As health workers there, we offer high-quality, sophisticated care. But we're often frustrated because it feels like we're running from one thing to the next and we don't have time to listen and connect with patients.
Bravo, mon garçon. C'est très bien.
Maureen and Donovan will soon have a little boy. After several hours spent with Angela, a midwife.
It's a small, local maternity ward that's more personal compared to the big city ones. They take good care of us here, and that's reassuring.
We feel that something special happens here. Women feel that it's really important to give birth in Carré. They're proud to have given birth here.
The community is still on high alert.
Public services are deserting the countryside. We keep hearing that there aren't enough doctors who want to work in the countryside, but there's nothing left in rural areas. It's difficult to move with a family when there's no hospital and the schools have closed. That's a problem in the countryside. Keeping a hospital open allows communities in rural areas to survive.
Two senators have recently produced a report on maternal and infant health. In it, they argue that strong political ambition is needed to create equal access to services. A glimmer of hope for towns and villages in rural France.